12:15 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 50% chance of showers with a high of 74. Tonight, clear with a low of 43. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. 24-year-old Brody I. Merbarger was booked in the Wayne County Jail Friday afternoon. He was transported from Vandenberg County, Indiana, where he was arrested Wednesday morning in connection with the disappearance and death of Megan Nichols. He was indicted by a Wayne County grand jury on 3 counts of first-degree murder, 1 count of concealment of a homicidal death, and 2 counts of home invasion with criminal sexual abuse. Merbarger was held in the jail pending the posting of $300,000 cash bond. He had not yet made his first appearance in Wayne County Circuit Court, though that's expected to take place this week. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently entered a storage building owned by Gilardo Magana. A 2001 Honda Rancher was reported stolen. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
Attention, Class A CDL drivers. KMA is now offering a $2,000 sign-on bonus. KMA is currently hiring drivers for spotting and local shuttle work, consistent hours, weekly pay, monthly safety and attendance bonuses. No hazmat, no truck stand moves, no long route runs, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. Full benefits package, free health clinic for insured employees. Call today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-237-8929.
In other news, the Wayne County Health Department has expanded its drive-through flu shot clinic today. It had been scheduled to be a clinic for children, but it's now a drive-through for both children and adults. The clinic will run through 5 o'clock this afternoon at the department on North Basin Road. Most area insurances will be accepted, and adult self-pay will be $30. The flu vaccine is for ages 6 months and up, and a high-dose vaccine is available for those 65 and older. The department says it has several off-site clinics scheduled around Fairfield, Sisney, and Wayne City this month, along with walk-in flu shots Mondays through Thursdays at its office. It says it can come out to vehicles to give the shots, but people must call 842-5166 to notify the department of their arrival. The USDA will begin accepting applications for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program tomorrow for 2021 enrollment. The program is a tool dairy producers can use to manage risk, according to Bill Northey, USDA's Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. Sign-up runs through December 11th. DMC is a voluntary program that offers protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all-milk price and the average feed price falls below a certain dollar amount selected by the producer. DMC payments triggered for 7 months in 2019 and for 3 months so far in 2020. More than 23,000 operations enrolled in DMC in 2019, and more than 13,000 enrolled this year. USDA also says sign-up is still underway for CFAP 2, which provides another round of assistance for dairy producers and many other eligible producers. More information on all programs can be found at farmers.gov. Mitigations in the state's Metro East region were lifted Friday, returning the area to Phase 4 in the state's reopening plan. The 7-county region, also called Region 4, had been under enhanced mitigation efforts since August 18th, after its 7-day rolling test positivity was above 8% for 3 straight days. Public health officials say that mark is an indicator of a widening spread of the disease. Additional mitigations, including a full ban on indoor dining and drinking at bars and restaurants, took effect on September 2nd. The mitigations were relaxed to normal Phase 4 levels after the region's positivity rate dipped below 6.5% for 3 consecutive days. Region 1 in northwestern Illinois is now the only one currently under enhanced mitigations in the state. Its positivity rate was 9.1% on October 8th. The Wayne County Health Department announced 7 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. A female in her 40s, female in her 50s, 2 females in their 60s, a male in his 70s, male in his 80s, and female in her 90s. The county had 380 total cases. 7 people were hospitalized, 78 were in isolation, 286 had recovered, and 9 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. 30 new cases were announced Saturday night, and the department said some were connected with long-term care facilities. According to dph.illinois.gov, Aperian Care had reported 2 cases, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital had reported 5 cases. The State Department of Public Health announced 2,727 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 9 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 319,150 cases and 8,984 deaths. 8 new cases were reported in White County yesterday, along with another 8 Friday and Saturday to bring its total to 215 cases. 3 new cases were reported in Wabash County to bring it to 197. No new cases were reported in Edwards County yesterday, though one was announced on coronavirus.illinois.gov on Saturday to bring its total to 80. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for October 4th through the 10th was 3.8%. The southern region's rate was 7.3% on the 8th, up from 7.1% on the 7th and from 5.7% on the 1st. Wayne, Edwards, White, and Hamilton counties were not on the state's COVID-19 warning level, though Jefferson and Clay counties were. According to dph.illinois.gov, Wayne County's positivity rate was 3% from October 1st through the 8th. Edwards County's was 11.9% over the same time span. 32-year-old Olney resident Dale Boatman Jr. has been booked in the Richland County Jail in connection with the September murder of 19-year-old Olney resident Kyle Johnson. A release from Illinois State Police said Boatman was charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder by accountability and 1 count of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Boatman is the 4th person arrested in the case. 18-year-old Rick Meter has been charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. 33-year-old Tara Hawes and a 16-year-old have been charged with first-degree murder by accountability and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. The 3 counts of murder by accountability charge Boatman, or one for whom he was accountable, of discharging a firearm at Johnson, causing his death. The count of conspiracy to commit murder charges him of agreeing with Hawes and Meter to the commission of murder. Boatman's bond was set at $1 million. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at City Hall. The night will begin with a series of public hearings. The first will begin at 5:40 for revising R2 zones with a special exception for mobile homes. The second will be for an agreement and annexation of property between Highway 15 and Mount Vernon Road. A third will be for the annexation of property at the corner of Mount Vernon Road and County Road 1725 East, and the final will be for the rezoning of property. Once the meeting itself begins at 6, the council is scheduled to work on an ordinance related to its first public hearing, and on another making the mayoral position a full-time one. Other ordinances to be addressed include 1 increasing fines for nuisances on private property, 1 amending the Class C liquor license and establishing a Class V, and 1 dealing with risk management insurance with the Illinois Municipal League. The inoperable motor vehicle ordinance is scheduled to be amended. Other items on a busy agenda include the awarding of a sale bid for a 955 Bucket Cat, authorizing the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners to hire 2 police officers, and a memorandum of agreement with the FOP concerning lateral entry. Aldermen are also scheduled to address contractors' use of the city's facility for yard waste disposal and an item relating to the Wayne County CEO program. The meeting will be held via phone conference as well as in person. Anyone wishing to join should call 844-854-2222 shortly before 6, enter access code 767116#, and state their name when prompted. A longtime Wayne County broadcaster has died. 62-year-old Kirk Wallace died Saturday morning. He had worked for WFIW for over 4 decades. Former Wayne County Broadcasting President and General Manager Dave Land said, quote, "Kirk was an outstanding radio personality and provided great morning entertainment for thousands of listeners over the years. He was most recently working for Flores radio station WNOY. He used names Link Heartthrob and Woody Long on the air and followed his father's footsteps to the WFIW microphone. Gil Wallace was Fairfield's morning mayor for decades. Further information concerning Kirk Wallace will be in our obituaries following the newscast." The State Board of Elections says people who requested a mail-in ballot but now want to vote in person may do so. Mail-in voting has been a popular option across the country this year, but board spokesman Matt Dietrich says some are wondering if they can switch methods.
We get a lot of questions from people about, what happens if I change my mind? I requested a vote by mail ballot, but now I'd rather vote early in person, or I'd rather vote on election day. Just take that mail ballot with you to the polling place, surrender it there, and you'll get a regular ballot that you can cast right then.
He says people can vote in person even if they haven't yet received their mail-in ballot, though it does present some additional paperwork.
Now, if that happens, it's not a problem. You simply go into your early voting site or to your polling place on election day, and you sign an affidavit saying, I didn't get my ballot. I requested it, but I didn't get it. You'll be allowed to vote in person then.
Dietrich says they would like to see people wait for their ballot to come in the mail so as not to create additional traffic at the polls. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency is urging the public to participate in the world's largest earthquake drill this week. Kim Howard reports.
The state sits between two seismic zones, with three earthquakes recorded in Illinois over the last 12 years. IEMA spokesperson Rebecca Clark says that's why it's important to join the Great Shakeout Drill on Thursday, October 15th.
We can predict when a tornado is going to occur. We can see flooding coming, but you can't predict when an earthquake will occur. And so it's important that everyone realize how to drop, cover, and hold on to minimize the risk of injuries or death associated with an earthquake. Earthquakes have happened here closer to home, too. We saw some in 2012, in 2010, in 2008. And given the fact that they can happen anywhere in the world, it's important to know the protective measures to take in the event that you're on vacation or visiting relatives when one may occur.
You can sign up to take part in the Great Shakeout online at shakeout.org. Families will find toolkits available for kids who are remote learning, as well as other resources. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Governor J.B. Pritzker outlined proposals last week for improving the criminal justice system. The recommendations stemmed from a commission headed by Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, which has been at work since January. They include the elimination of cash bail and the determination of detention based on a defendant's threat to public safety. Another plan would provide more health care and mental health treatment to divert low-level drug offenders from prisons, and long prison sentences would be aided by beefed-up rehabilitation programs. The governor credited the state's legislative Black Caucus with pushing the agenda for many years. The General Assembly is scheduled to return to session in November. That's the news. Area deaths next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
The clock is ticking. Don't be left out. Nationally recognized community colleges, Frontier Community, Lincoln Trail, Olney Central, and Wabash Valley have established a priority scholarship deadline for students enrolling in fall 2021. And now is the time. Visit iecc.edu/priority to be first in line for scholarship dollars. The deadline for priority scholarship consideration is October 30th. Don't wait. Apply today.
Funding provided in whole in part by the Governor's Emergency Education Relief Fund to the Illinois Community College Board.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 73. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 28,885, and that is up 298 points. The Nasdaq, is at 11,909, up 329. November crude oil, it's at $39.24. That is down $1.36. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 87-year-old Flora resident Shirley Ann Finley died on Friday. Shirley Finley is survived by daughters Tony Waddell and Tammy Durbin, 6 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-granddaughter. Services for Shirley Finley will be held at 3 o'clock this afternoon at Maplewood Cemetery in St. Elmo, with interment to follow. Memorials may be made to Clay County Cancer Crusaders. Frank and Bright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 101-year-old Flora resident Pearl Idell Young died on Friday. Pearl Young is survived by children Patsy Miller and Glenn Young, 11 grandchildren, and numerous great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Services for Pearl Young will be held at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at Ingraham Cemetery, with interment to follow. Visitation will be from 11 to noon at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Memorials may be made to New Zion General Baptist Church. 62-year-old Fairfield resident Kirk Harrison Wallace died on Saturday. Kirk Wallace is survived by his wife, Debbie, son, Aaron, an aunt, an uncle, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Per his wishes, Kirk Wallace will be cremated with no services held. Memorials may be made to the Fairfield Elks Lodge, Elks National Foundation, or Illinois Elks Children's Care Corporation. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
During these uncertain health-related times, Asbury & Associates is taking every precaution to make sure you and your loved ones are safe. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
We've lowered our volume in our office to make sure that we have appropriate separation and social distancing, and we try to keep up on the CDC guidelines to ensure that we're keeping the office as safe as we can. We're simply going to treat this as no different as part of our normal daily hygiene, and we'll all make it through this.
Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Monday is Sancho Day at Taco Tierra. Sanchos are on sale today and every Monday at Taco Tierra in Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Princeton. Add a little spice to your life at Taco Tierra.
Your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. For today, a 50% chance of showers throughout the afternoon. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. High near 74. Overnight tonight, clear with a low near 43. Tuesday, calling for sunny skies with a high near 75 and a low around 46. Sunny on Wednesday, high 79 with a low of 52. A chance of showers on Thursday, high 65 with a low of 35. And patchy frost for Friday morning, high 59 with a low of 34.